All right, so in this training, we're going to be going through SurveyMonkey. And basically, SurveyMonkey is a tool that you can basically survey different lists online. So it's an online survey tool. So one of the best ways to kind of get what your unique message is and to get information from what you should be focused on who your ideal customer is to actually go to your ideal customers or to go to your current customers who may or may not be the ideal one and to survey them and find out what they're looking for, what they need, how you have provided that, or if you just have a list of people and you think that they're kind of your market, you can go ahead and survey them and get some information, and then you can provide the service or provide the correct message that they want to hear. So let's go ahead and go. The one that I use is called SurveyMonkey. You can either search for it on Google, or you can just come up here and go to SurveyMonkey.com. Okay, and you can join for free. This does have a free option where you can create pretty much just the same type of survey. It just doesn't have as many features when you're collecting responses or when you're looking to see some reports. But in most cases, you can just do the free version. You don't need anything more. Another option is if you don't want to do the free version, you can do it, I think you can try it for 30 days at a time. So if you just want to try it for 30 days, get some of the advanced features, get some of the things, and then you can turn it off. And SurveyMonkey will actually keep all of your responses and information and settings so that when you reactivate it again, you can still have that information. So you can kind of push it to the advanced when you need those advanced features if you'd like to. So I already have an account, but let's go ahead and say that you were going to join for free. You'd basically just pick a username, choose a password, confirm your password, enter a contact email, okay, and then choose your time zone. You can check whether or not you'd like to receive periodic email updates about SurveyMonkey. It's completely up to you. And then you just go ahead and click create a new account. So in this case, let's go ahead and go here to, these are surveys that they've created. These are my surveys. This is the example account. You can see that there's employee evaluation, course evaluation, membership survey, customer satisfaction, and you can kind of get an idea of some of the different types of surveys that people are using. These are kind of the different questions and kind of the different setup. Okay? So what you can do here is you can come here to the home and you can get an idea of what SurveyMonkey does for you. And basically, you can just create your own survey. It then lets you have a link that you can send to people in an email or go directly here. They fill out the survey. If you're doing a free version, it'll send them to an advertisement page afterwards. If you have the paid version, it'll send it to wherever you want it to go. Then you can collect those responses and get an idea for what people are saying. So it'll say like 50% of the people answered this way, or 25% answered this, or zero gave any comments, or something similar to that. So down here, over here, I'm going to go ahead and sign in. Okay, so once you've signed in, you have the option to go to your My Surveys, Address Book, My Account, or Create Survey. So once you've created the account and you're logged in, you're going to go ahead and go to Create a New Survey. And you have a couple different options here. You can either copy an existing survey. Okay, and you can see here that I have a couple of existing surveys on this particular account. You can also use a survey template. Now, this is only available if you have the professional account. Okay, so you're actually paying for it. This is the free version at this point. And then if you want, you can just create a new survey from scratch. And most of you are going to be doing a create a new survey from scratch. So let's just go ahead and put a title on this. And maybe in this case, this is a current customer survey. And surveys, as much as you can use surveys, you want to use surveys, because surveys really allow you to constantly be picking up on what's changed with people, what people need, what are the problems that they have, how have you been providing the solution, can you provide a solution better than you have, what are they looking for online. There's a lot of different ways to use surveys, and especially if you have a list or you have customers or a community, try to use surveys as much as possible to really tailor your message and tailor your product or service to them. So you can see here you've got a couple of tabs across the top. You have design survey, collect responses, and analyze results. And that's basically the three main things you need to know. So we're first going to design it, then we'll basically have a way of collecting responses from people, then we're going to analyze the results. And you can at any point you can preview the survey here. So you can change the look of it. There's a print theme, which is pretty basic. There's blue ice. There's all kinds of different themes. We'll just keep it at the print theme, so it's basic. And over on here on the left-hand side, you've got survey options. Right now we're in the edit survey mode. You have survey options, print survey, and then restore questions. Okay, so if you've deleted a question, you can restore a question and so forth. Okay, so first thing is you can create a new theme. Most of the time you're not going to need to. That's not worth the time to do that at this point. If you have the advanced version and you're doing a lot of surveys, you can create your own custom theme. You can edit the page. Okay, you can copy the page. So the surveys are built up into, you have a question, and you have multiple questions on a page. And then you can either add pages or you can edit the page. So for example, normally most of the surveys you're going to want to do, you want to have it to where someone can answer it within 5 to 10 minutes, and even maybe less than that. So you really don't want to try and have like 15 questions or 25 questions unless specifically there's a reason for that. Normally you want to have probably around 5 to 8 questions, maybe 10, so that they can answer it within a 5 to 10 minute period, and it's not going to take them a lot of time. It's not going to be something that frustrates them, that once they start the process, you want them, if they start the process, to go ahead and be able to finish it pretty quickly. People don't have a lot of time, so you got to keep it short and sweet, and you got to make sure your questions really are answering the, or that are really asking what you want to ask them. So here we go. We're going to go ahead and add a question here. And a little box kind of comes up, and you can click here to see examples of questions. Okay, so this will give you kind of an idea of what are the type of questions there are. So you've got multiple choice, it gives you an option. You've got matrix choices. You've got matrix of drop-down values. You have a rating scale. You have a single text box that you can use. Multiple text boxes. Kind of an essay box. Numerical text boxes. You can do demographic information, so like address and so forth. You can do date or time. You can do an image. So maybe you put an image up there and describe it, or, you know, is this something that could help you? And you can also just do descriptive text, which is basically kind of like a quote in this case. So most of the time you're going to be doing a multiple choice. You may be doing a couple of matrix of choices. You may do some rating scales. And you're probably going to do a text box or essay box at some point. So here we go. We're going to choose a question type. Let's go ahead and do a multiple choice. So you can either do one answer or multiple answers. Let's say we do multiple choice, one answer. And it's going to say pick a display format. And you can do display choices buttons. You can do it as one column, two columns, three columns, as horizontal buttons, as a drop down. It's just really up to you. So let's just stick with one column. And it's pretty self-explanatory going through SurveyMonkey. You basically have the option to enter the question text, enter the answer choices, and they'll give you what format you need to use depending on what type of question you chose up here. So let's just say if this is a current customer, have we been able to let's just say something real simple here, fix your problems. Okay, and then the different answers are yes, very well, no, kind of, and no, not at all. You can either sort and randomize the choices. Okay, so right now it's going to be in that order, and we may want to keep it in that order. Or every time someone new comes to the survey, you can also randomize it, where it just changes it every time. You have that option. You also can check your spelling, okay, for each box, and it'll find if it finds any errors. And then you can add a comment field. So let's say, for example, if someone enters, no, not at all, or other, please specify, you can give a comment box. This is a single line, or you can do a paragraph, 50 characters wide, and then allow them to enter in that comment. And you can also make it an answer choice if you'd like. So there's a lot of different options in here. You can require an answer to the question, so this just means it's required. And you can also change the question size and placement. So if you want, for example, how big you want it to be, where you want it to be on the page, what you want the margins to be, you can also change that. So let's go ahead and save. And you can see that it adds the question here underneath in our page. Okay, if we want to add another page, we can say add page after. Normally, you're probably only going to want to have one page, and you're probably only going to want to have maybe two pages, but you want to have probably five questions per page. So now when someone comes to answer, this is the question that gets asked. These are the answer that they give. They can only give one in this case. So yes, very well, or not at all, or if there's an other, they can specify. Okay, so that's how you add a question. You can see here that you can edit the question, you can move it, you can copy it, you can delete, and you can add logic. Okay, and this is just, there's sometimes in cases if certain, and I don't think you can do this for the basic account, but if there are certain people that answer certain questions, you can add other questions or add some logic into it. Okay, down here you can edit the page. Okay, and the basic thing is you can edit the title for the page. So this just might be customer satisfaction survey. Okay, we'll check the spelling here. And then you can enter a page description if you'd like. Go ahead and save the page. Now when someone sees it, it looks like customer satisfaction survey. Let's go ahead and add one more question so you can get the feeling for it. And let's go ahead and do a rating. No, let's not do a rating scale. Let's do a comment or essay box. Okay? The question text is, if there is any way that we could do a better job, then please let us know. You can check the spelling. Do you want to require an answer to the question? It's optional. Most likely you do in a lot of cases. Go ahead and save the changes. What the requiring means is that they can't end the survey unless they've answered the question. So they either have to enter something in here or they have to have checkmarked one of these. So in some cases you may not want that. You can also change this box so that it's bigger, that it has different size. We can just say, yes, you could provide 24-hour support, for example. Okay, now these questions necessarily aren't questions you should use. It's really going to depend on the situation. It's going to depend on what you're looking for. What you're trying to find is you're really trying to find any areas that either you're missing currently, any areas that people want to go to, any areas that you can get some information from. Let me go ahead and show you, if we preview this, what it looks like. So you can click Preview Survey. And when someone comes here, this is basically what it's going to look like. You have a page, you've got the questions, they can answer the information, and then they can click Done, and then at that point what you can do is analyze results. Okay, so we've created the survey, that's the first part. The second part is you can come over here to Survey Options, and there are some options you can change, like the navigation buttons and all the basics. We go back to Edit Survey. You can then go ahead and collect responses. So let me go ahead and show you how to collect responses, and then we'll analyze some results. And I'll show you one of my surveys and get an idea for the type of questions you want to ask. So after you've designed the survey and it is what you want it to be, so remember this is probably not enough questions, you're going to go ahead and say collect responses, okay, and that's the second link here. You have a couple different options. You can either upload your own emails and have it SurveyMonkey send an invitation for people to do the survey. You can create a link that you can either put in an email or on a web page where people click on and go to enter the survey. Or you can actually even create a pop-up invitation on your web page. So let's say every time someone comes to your web page, you want it to pop up and they get the option to do the survey. In almost most cases, you're going to do the create a link. You're not going to do the other part. So you can basically you enter a name for the link. So this might be, and the reason for this is that depending on where these responses are coming from, you can see some information. You can analyze those results also. So let's just say that I'm on Facebook, so this is the link that I'm using for Facebook. Okay, so then what it does, it takes you to a new screen, it gives you the link. So here's a sending a survey link in an email. Okay, this is just the http://SurveyMonkey. You can just send that off, they can click on that, and it'll bring them directly to the survey. The other one is if you want to put it onto a web page, it actually puts it into HTML already for you. So when we're creating our website here, or when you create your website, you can have it where you just insert this into your website and it'll pick it up. Okay, and you see here it says click here to take the survey, and here's the actual link that you use. Okay, so now we have a link. Now we can send it to people. If I was to go ahead and copy that link, open up a new tab, paste it, see it's up here, then I can go ahead and see the survey and go through it. Okay, let me go ahead and do that. When you get done with that, you click done, it's going to take you, if it's a free version, it's going to take you to this page, or it's going to take your customers to this page. So just let them know when they're filling out the survey that after the survey, it's going to take them to a SurveyMonkey advertisement page. So no big deal, it's just something to make sure they're aware of. That's if you want to do the advanced version or the professional version, you can not do that, but it's just up to you. And normally, free version is fine. Okay, so now once we've got an option to collect responses, the next thing is once people started actually filling it out, we want to analyze the results. So the third option here is analyze the results. You can see here it says it gives you your question, it gives you the answers, and then it gives you the response rate and the response count. So I just answered one. We just filled one out. So 100% of the one person did kind of. And is there any way that we could do a better job? We can view the comments. Okay, click on it, view all the different responses. Let me go ahead and show you an example of one that I did recently that I put on the Eric Laufholm community. So if I go here to my surveys, okay, the one we did was online marketing survey. So I'm going to go over here to analyze results. And in this case, only 6 people did it. Okay, which is fine. It was a test to see if people were going to enter it, and probably next time I would market it a little bit better and a little bit differently. But let's just say, just want to show you a little bit, the type of questions I was asking. I wanted to find out for the online academy what people were struggling with, what they already had in place, so that we could tailor the training specifically for them. So do you currently have any online presence? Out of the 6 people, 50% said that they had a website and that they were on social media sites. So a lot more people than I expected had some type of online presence. One person said they have a website. One person said they have at least one social media site, and one person said no. Okay? And no, everyone said that they have a website, but no one's generating leads or income online. Okay? So that's huge. That means this is only 6 people, but still you can get an idea. Then I asked, what online marketing tactics are you currently using? And you can see that this time the responses were pretty much across the board. Everyone was using, or a lot of 75% of the people were using social media, social networks. Okay, so you can kind of get an idea. Couple people, or one person, online video. Some were audio. Some were article submission. It's a little bit of a variation. Okay, and you can see here this person got some leads from vendors. That's how they were doing tactics. Then I asked, what online marketing tactics would you like to learn more about? And you can see here that online video was huge, blogging was huge, and email marketing was huge. Okay, so you can see that there's a lot of people that people wanted to learn just about everything. The one thing that they weren't as interested was pay-per-click, which may be because they're not sure what that is, because that's a very powerful way to market online. The other one was article submission, wasn't as big. And I think the reason for these is both of these, people aren't necessarily sure what those are. But you can see that blogging is very big, and online video, and so forth. Then I asked, what is one question you'd like to answer about technology, online business, or online marketing? And in this one, you click to view the responses, and you can see what people entered in as responses for that. Okay, and you can see some of the different responses that people gave. Quick startup guide to online marketing, online business, most effective way to build a website. These are some of the different questions. Okay, so then you can collect responses. You can get an idea for what people are really looking for, an idea of what you want to provide. It doesn't have to be specifically on your subject. There can be other questions. Now, one thing that I made a mistake on this one and I should have not done was I didn't give a question where I asked them to enter in their name and email address. Okay, you want to do that. You want to make sure that in most cases you want to be able to find out who entered it so that you can kind of track them. If you know which customer entered what, maybe you can help to actually get them some great information. So that's one of the questions I didn't have in here, which I should have. But you can see that this is about 5 questions long. It's probably going to take someone just a couple of minutes to fill out. You can also browse the different responses. You can filter responses. You can do cross-tab responses. And some of these are only available in the not available in the basic account, which is the free account. So then you can view your summary, and now you're set. Now you can go ahead and start creating a survey to find out from your current customers or some current lists what people are looking for specifically, whether it's your product or whether it's your service, and how can you actually provide a solution for that. So that's basically, this is the SurveyMonkey tutorial. Definitely go ahead and start creating some surveys and using them as much as you can.